Susan Strait is a lifelong resident of Riverside, California. She grew up on a street populated by a lot of folks with roots in Louisiana.
When I was a young kid and I would, you know, be in a basketball game, and sitting behind me was Mr. Jones, who grew up in St. Francisville and whose wife grew up in New Orleans, and that they would tell stories, I felt as if that was kind of the story of America.
Susan Strait has certainly shaped a clear-eyed look at America in her trilogy of novels, A Million Nightingales, Take One Candle, Light a Room, and now Between Heaven and Here. The three are set in her fictionalized version of Riverside, Rio Seco, and illuminate the stories of two families, the Picards and Antoines, who flee Louisiana for California in the mid-20th century. The pivotal character in Strait's trilogy is Glorette Picard.
She's this beautiful woman, and she is one of five young women, all born in 1965, in an Orange Grove community in Southern California. But the mothers all came from, you know, this tiny cane plantation in Louisiana, and they were basically sent away to keep them from being attacked by this serial rapist. And that also was a story I overheard when I was younger, growing up here.
Between Heaven and Here opens with the discovery of Glorette Picard dead, her body stuffed into a shopping cart in a Rio Seco alley. Glorette's life had fallen to a devastating routine of crack and prostitution after her jazz musician lover disappeared from her life, leaving her to raise their son, Victor, on her own.
Victor's fully aware that everyone thinks his mother is, you know, the worst thing you can be, which is that phrase, a crack hoe. And I know that when I've gone to talk to younger students, high schools and colleges, we've had that conversation. What does it mean to casually toss out those two words? And Victor knows that's exactly what people think his mother is. But at the same time, she's really smart, she's really tender, and she loves art. And she also teaches him, I think, to look at the landscape, maybe in a way that another mother might not.
The storytelling in Between Heaven and Here is fluid in time as it examines Glorette's death from the perspective of multiple characters.
I worked so hard for so many years on this trilogy, but this book was the hardest. And it's because it was nonlinear, and because I was trying to circle around the death of this beautiful woman. And so I had to get all those multiple voices. And in fact, what was really helpful was William Gay, Flannery O'Connor, Eudora Welty, and Ernest J. Gaines. Those were the big helps for me. Rediscovering William Gay, who I just wrote an essay about his book around Christmas time, And thinking about the way he wrote about the place he'd known all his life, and knowing that he'd gone back home, and the way his voices are completely different from mine, but this whole notion of circling around an event, you know, and having a lot of different people look at something, that also, I think, happens a lot in Ernest Gaines' work, and Ernest Gaines as well, even though he left, you know, the place where he was born. He knows that place so intimately, and those two are really brave. I think they're brave in terms of using the language that their characters would use while trying to make the context clear enough for the average reader.
Susan Strait is also very gifted in that respect, blending Louisiana Creole patois and urban California street into a heady mix of deeply poetic, moving, and revealing prose.
I was trying really hard also to think about why I was still writing about this same alley in the same place. I felt pretty bad there for a while because I thought, well, I've been in the same place my whole life, three blocks from the hospital where I was born, and now I'm obsessed with this woman's death and this alley. And it was based on a real woman that was found dead on my father-in-law's corner. And then I went back to also Eudora Welty. I read One Writer's Beginnings and the way she loved Jackson, and I reread my Flannery O'Connor, and that was really helpful. I thought that they had stayed home and that they had loved their places, and in the end, that was what was important for me, too.
And like those other writers, Susan Strait illuminates much about the wider world in her beautifully composed tales of the Picards, Antoines, and Rio Seco. Between Heaven and Here is highly recommended. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.